All right. Welcome. Afternoon. Good morning. Good evening. Good midday. I have no idea where you guys are at that are listening to this at least. And those that are, I appreciate it. You have so many podcasts out there and I appreciate you take the time to listen to this. So we are now February 11th. We're getting to that Valentine's Day mode. And as we all want to, we want that love to be in the air. If you are not with anybody at the moment, you're not married, you're not dating, you're trying to find somebody. But then the question is, how do you do that during COVID? How do you do that when we're supposed to be social distancing? And that's the tough part. But those of us that have a significant other, that have had a significant other for a long time, who have kids, obviously this is an extra time to show them that you love them. But we all know we show our significant other or we show our kids how much we love them every day. But on February 14th, this Sunday, we get to show them a little bit more. Question is on how. Now, love isn't just said to be showed love for the people that are in your life in terms of for affection, you know, holding hands or anything like that. For those of us that are coaches and those of us that are mentors, we love the people that we mentor. It could be students, could be other adults, young kids, older kids, whatever it is. Somehow, some way, what you do is taken from someone and they either learn from it or reach a new goal from it. But what you do to show them that, that's love. That's passion, that's drive. That's you. That's your personality, it's what you love. So the thing about Valentine's Day and love, that always starts out with you. What do you love to do? What do you enjoy? What makes your heart skip a beat when you think about it? And obviously your significant other is going to do that. Your kids are going to do that. But we all have a passion. We have a drive that when we think about it, we get so excited. When we have a new plan, a new idea to how to make things happen, we get so excited about. So the love is great. We have to have love for what we do in order to keep doing it. Because if not, then you don't really love what you're doing. It's like they say, you know, when you love your job, it's not really a job. When you love what you do, it's not really a job. Because it's what you love to do. It's great to get paid for it too at the same time. We all know that. We live in a society where right now money is not king, but money is essential. So whatever you do for love, keep at it. Someone is going to praise you for it, whether it be just a thank you or a card or a thumbs up or a good job, pat on the back, whatever it is. The person loves what you did for them. That's how they're going to love you back. So spread the love because that's the only way. See you later.